Whilst the spiritual journey and awakening process actually never ends, I'm a big believer in the importance of completing things clearly. Like we talked about with the initiations and self-initiations lesson all the way back in Foundations Module 1, it's important to consciously and deliberately draw a line in the sand in order for a real threshold to emerge and be crossed. Only then can we get really clear on the blessing of what was, what is, and also what is yet to come. Often completing something clearly is supported by acts that make us feel held, witnessed, and acknowledged. This might be through a simple ceremony or ritual, or it could be as simple as having a conscious conversation with someone. An example of an ending and a completion before crossing a threshold that I hold really dear in my heart was a blessing way ceremony that I asked my friends and family to hold me in the day before my wedding. I had some of my closest, oldest friends and also elders in my family, like my grandma and my mom, who sat in circle and really witnessed and named the transition that was really about to happen in my life. So it was the moment before crossing of the threshold. Another example is a really simple ceremony that I was part of holding for my friend Amy when she took the leap to leave her corporate job and step more fully into her calling. It was really special. We witnessed her actually leave the building that she'd worked at for many, many years. I remember watching her come down in the lift. It was like a glass lift. And like we all watched her come down for the last time in the lift and cross the big corporate floor. We actually literally did a line. It was on the River Thames in London, and out the front there, we drew a line on the ground in chalk. So it was a literal line that she stepped over to symbolize her completing one chapter and beginning another. And yeah, I just thought that was such a special thing to like properly witness someone doing this thing that you do every single day and you don't really think about for the last time. So, you know, the acts don't have to be elaborate. As we've learned through this training, working with symbolism is profoundly powerful. As Mother Teresa is very renowned for saying, it's not about necessarily doing big acts, but about doing small things with great love. On the other hand, I have learned that when things feel incomplete or unfinished or aren't completely said clearly or just ended clearly, that I often will notice this in my body first. It can manifest as a feeling of like unrest and disappointment, agitation, and just like a general ickiness. And when I follow the thread of what's really at the root of those feelings, essentially it's a feeling of not feeling at peace or in completion with how something ended. When I look back, I can pinpoint a couple of relationships in particular that did not complete properly. Like what was needed to be said and acknowledged was not said and acknowledged. And I find it's a very unique and specific discomfort when something's just left hanging in the air, or when something feels just like it's not quite finished, or it just like simply fizzles or fades out without clarity. So whether it's a relationship, a job, a training, a stage of life, an accomplishment even, having our transitions witnessed, and again, it can just literally be, it doesn't have to be this all singing and dancing ritual. It can just be literally doing something for the last time and someone watching you do it, or you voicing that it has now ended. And sharing that with other people is really a key part of, I think, feeling seen and witnessed in this life. And it's why I'm so passionate about ceremony and ritual. But again, ritual can be simple. It can be really practical. It doesn't have to be this big, elaborate thing. It's also why I'm really passionate and love working with altars, which I believe too in this way through, just anchoring things into the physical, this and creating symbolism, in their own way, create a sense of time, space, witnessing an occasion, and then have the potential to shift energy when they are released. And also when they're honored. We will be doing, of course, a beautiful completion ceremony together at the very end of this module, which will be our final mark in the sand or line on the pavement that we cross over together. But I also invite you to reflect on some simple acts or conversations that might support you in your process of completing, and in this context of this training. So you might want to consider, who do you need to tell? Who could witness you? How can you lean into the support of the Inner Temple Mystery School training community? So it doesn't necessarily have to be someone in your life. It could be someone in the community. What will support your sense of peace as we come to the end of this training? You'll find the Completing Clearly Soul Inquiry in your workbook to help you take a deeper look at your relationship with endings and completion. So if you can turn to your workbook now and do that, and then I'll see you in the next video when you're ready.